one at a time.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
In companies that are involved in the infrastructure end of the industry. Why did I do that? I did it because energy is something that the world cannot live without, no question about it. And I have to say that so far my energy shares have done very, very well. I'm chatting right now with John.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I will give my usual 3 days notice before I actually pull the trigger on purchasing those shares. Now, why do I like the company? I like the company because, number one, they have total assets, you know, a pretty significant number, over $33 million. In terms of current assets, we got $23.5 million. That's up substantially, from the financial period which ended December 31st of last year. So they're doing very, very well. Working capital, they had $5.8 million last year at the end of December. At the end of September of this year, they almost increased that by 400%. They're up to $18,699,000 in working capital. So these folks have the bucks to do exactly what they want to do. I have been looking at the company for some time now, and I think it is definitely worth taking a look at. John, well, let's start out with you telling us a little bit about the company and how it came together.
Well, Al, thanks very much for having me on your program today. I appreciate that. New Zealand has always been very interesting to me. On a personal note, my wife is a Kiwi. My kids are all dual citizens, and I've spent a lot of time in New Zealand.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Just to have a little fun, welcome back to the second hour of the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, you want to call in 1-866-233-0747. This show is about you. 1-866-233-0747. If you've had enough, we're right alongside of you, knocking down what needs to be knocked down. I'm nodding at Jake
injustice
over here. And we're laying down the foundations for you so you know who you are. Let me have a little fun with you really quick, and then I'm going to get back to my topic. A United States Marine was taking some college courses between assignments. He had completed several missions in Iraq and in Afghanistan. One of the courses had a professor who was an avowed atheist and a member of the ACLU.
Sure.
And one day the professor shocked the class when he came in. He looked to the ceiling and flatly stated, "God, if you're real, then I want you to knock me off this platform. I'll give you exactly 15 minutes. The lecture room fell silent. You could hear a pin drop. 10 minutes went by and the professor proclaimed, "Here I am, God, I'm still waiting." I got down to the last couple of minutes when the Marine got out of his chair, walked up to the professor, and cold cocked him right in the head. Knocking him off the platform, the professor was out cold. The Marine went back to his seat and sat there silently. The other students were shocked and stunned and sat there looking on again in silence. The professor eventually came to, noticeably shaken, looked at the Marine and asked, "What in the world is the matter with you? Why did you do that?" The Marine calmly replied, "Because God was too busy today protecting American soldiers who are protecting your right to say stupid and idiotic things, so he sent me." The classroom erupted in cheers, folks. So there you have it.
Woo!
How true it is. Folks, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Forget that not, forget that not, forget that not.
You know, the only people that notice that, too, are the ones that are fighting. The ones that aren't fighting are the ones sitting here debating that he doesn't exist.
Oh, debate him away. Yeah, no sense in fighting for that.
Blood on the posts.
We got Danny from one of the street teams. We just talked about him. So, Danny, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir, brother from another mother, standing out in the, 35-degree weather today here in the state of Minnesota. How's it going there, dog?
It's going beautiful. I'm enjoying this warm front.
Okay, now, Danny, you're out on the streets.
Yep.
Raising finances, selling my war, selling goods for gifts and offerings, talking about the patriotic message, the constitutional message. You're handing out tracts to everybody, 2,200 people a week, and this is the excuses that you wrote out for me to tell the American people. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Number one, I already did that last year when asking for financial support to remain doing what we're doing in possessing of the land to take it back, America. The second one was, I only have my card on me. The third one, I actually live right down the road, so I'll get money and come right back. Danny, you say they never come back. Number four, you said, I need a fundraiser, they say, when asking for financial help. Another one says, I'll go donate online, which
never
for the most part they never do. Some people ask, are you a Christian group? And then they say, no thanks. And for the most part, it's the lack of Christianity. Yeah. That's the reason people don't support.
That's deterring the donors.
That's right. So, folks, keep that in mind. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites
right.
more than Jesus Christ himself did, so that's not an excuse. Number seven, on the way out, they never come back. Number eight, my daughter's husband does that. Wow, wow. Some people say it's too cold as the teams are out there for 8 to 10 hours a day. Or some people say it's too hot. Some liberal wacks oftentimes say, I heard about you. Number 12, nope, I've been unemployed for years. 13, I don't have any kids. Well, who's going to be your rulers next generation? Number 14, not today, maybe tomorrow. Procrastination, folks, is the biggest robber of blessings. Forget that not. I'm on vacation, so therefore I can't support you. Let me tell you something, brother. You wouldn't be on vacation if it wasn't for guys like us fighting for your liberties so you could be there enjoying yourself. Number 16, I give to my church. 17, I have my dog in the car. I can't give. I'm in a hurry, so therefore I can't support you, brother. I know it's 20 below zero. 19, I've got a keychain already. Folks, we haven't had those for 6 years. I'm reading out the excuses people give not to support. Number 20, oh, my son, daughter, husband, wife, brother, sister, cousin, already got you guys. Thank you. We appreciate you. Number 21, we'll be back. They never come back. Number 22, I will give your website to our youth pastor. Please don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Please don't, America.
Yeah,
please don't.
No.
If you want to know what the problem is, for the most part, it's right there. You know, we did a commercial, as a matter of fact, back 8, 10 years ago on Fox. We did it.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. So grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the Sons of Liberty today, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to give you a couple quotes from some of our presidents. Some of them are just like, you got to be kidding me. The things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price. True that. Peace at any price. True that. Safety first instead of duty first. You want me to say that again? Safety first instead of duty first. 111 million households watched the Super Bowl last week.
Must have been liberating.
It must have been. Yeah. Over a pig ball.
Yep.
I go on. The love of soft living and the get-rich-quick theory. He's right. Yeah. He's absolutely right. I go on to the next one. This is President...
Maybe you should keep it a secret.
I'll do that. Let us begin by committing ourselves to the truth, to see it like it is, and to tell it like it is.
This is good.
And to find the truth, to speak the truth, and to live the truth. See, folks, the devil can tell the truth.
That's right.
So far as it works for his purposes, right?
He loves to talk about it.
Richard Nixon, the greatest hypocritical president known to mankind.
Transparent.
Your president's not a crook. See, folks, you honor the office of the President of the United States. You don't teach your kids to honor corrupt men. You can honor the office, but what you do is the man that violates that Constitution in the office and he lies, well, you tear down the violations and the offender. If he magnifies the Constitution, then you honor that individual. So as far as he's doing his job, not above the Constitution. I hope you understand that. Honor, by the way, means to hold in high esteem. Let's not get off base there.
It's no different than when an average person who has their own inalienable rights separates himself from those rights once he becomes a criminal.
Yes.
When he breaks it, God is no respecter of persons.
And he's not.
That's what tyrants hate so much is that Bible. There it is again.
Romans 13, taken out of context. Turned upside down on its head from the American pulpits, teaching you to submit to government that is corrupt,
yeah.
When in truth, that is the furthest thing from God's truth.
Yep. He's supposed to execute justice upon evildoers. You don't worship and obey that which promotes evildoers. That wouldn't be God's government.
Okay, so I gave a negative. I'm going to give a positive, which all my negatives are always there to birth a positive. Let us, by all wise and constitutional measures, promote intelligence among the people, show them who they are, and show them who they are not, as the best means of preserving our liberties. We got Gary from Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and shoot away, sir.
I like your guys' spunk. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
But wouldn't you agree that the integrity of a document should be measured by the degree in which it is enforced? You know, I always think of that famous anecdote when they were doing the Constitutional Congress and the lady came out and asked
Ben Franklin,
you know, what kind of government did you give us, sir? And he replied, why, a republic if you can keep it, ma'am.
That's
but,
right.
It just seems to me that, you know, as much as it's a great document, it's really a former incarnation of its previous self, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think it all depends on how much you love freedom, sir.
Yep.
If you love freedom, you're going to fight for it.
Right, right. We can fight for it.
Yep.
However, you have to have, you know, it was all based on Christianity. I agree with that. But they also based it on a secular enforcement, and that was extremely important. In fact, one couldn't exist without the other, or the integrity of one wouldn't be as great without the other. The integrity of the Christian people who founded this document, they were wise enough to realize this, that you have to have a secular government. And what I'm saying to you is this document is so wonderful and great, and we measure it against the French and everybody else, but really, what really is it today? I get you.
Yeah. Let me answer, Gary. I see a line divided in what you're talking about, because the natural has to yield to the spiritual. Do you realize that everything that Jesus Christ taught was always a natural analogy, but it was birthed in the spirit? We don't have a secular government outside of God, because secular means without God. So it doesn't coincide or it doesn't coexist without God. We are the fruit of God, and we obey God. Therefore, we magnify God's government, who he gave through Moses.
Sure, sure. I understand.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm Catholic. I'm totally with you.
Catholic, all right. Got a Catholic.
100%.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if we want to bring people into the fold, it has to be interpreted in a secular nature. And if not, there's no way you're going to bring people into the fold. You're preaching to the choir, and I'm
preaching. Let me interact there. And I think the greatest way to bring anybody into the fold is to demonstrate. Because outside of the demonstration, you know what? If I demonstrate Christianity, I demonstrate my walk with God, and the Spirit of God bears witness through me, I don't need to go around rebuking anybody. What they're going to do is they're going to see the champion at work, regardless of who it is, and they're going to follow that person because they see the Spirit of Christ within that man or that woman. And they do that by possessing the land or taking the land or winning the fight, because the Bible tells us that the faith of the Son of God in us overcomes the world. I don't want to succumb to defeat. I cannot stand defeatism. But where I see men overcome, the only one that is causing that man to overcome is the Spirit of Christ within them. There's no getting around it.
And hence the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that we have right now. And it's up to us to ratify, and you're right. It's just like when the law is written, it is dead unless it's enforced, unless there's justice. But that
and the Bible
down,
tells us that.
That's
but
right.
The words themselves need no additional. I mean, we don't have to read anything other than, that's what's so great about this document. You read the words without knowing of the Christian background of the people who wrote it. And the words are profound, regardless of whether you're coming at it at a secular level or a Christian level. That's, I guess, my main point. But we need to enforce it. We need to work at it. But God bless you guys. We'll see you.
No, we appreciate it, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
And I think it's important for people to understand, folks, you can have the most awesome car. You can have a Learjet. You can have a beautiful bus. It doesn't matter. But if you ain't got gas for that bus, that Learjet, or that beautiful car, it doesn't matter. You can't do one without the other. Mm-hmm. When we're initiated and birthed into this world by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to do the works. And the Bible says it's a work of faith with power. You cannot separate the two. Just like you can't separate fire from heat. Mm-hmm. You can't.
And just like even Nicodemus said, how am I supposed to go into my mother's womb?
Yeah.
The Lord is the one who brings the rebirth. And just to give a good example about what Gary's talking about, Central and South America, many countries copied our Constitution line for line because they thought the magic, if you will, was in the document and in the words. But actually, it really wasn't because they failed. Their governments failed. It was in the virtue of the people to be able to enforce that. Just because somebody reads the Bible doesn't make them a Christian. Just because somebody stands in the garage doesn't make them a car.
That's
it's
right.
Up to their application in their own lives.
That's exactly right. Show the people, Gary. Show the people their responsibility and what they're thankful for, they're going to fight for it. And most people in America, they're sitting in front of a television set rather than getting up and getting into the fight. You know, they're watching the football game rather than partaking in the football game. It's got to suck to be a spectator.
And then when you remove the price of what it did cost, I mean, ultimately that's redemption. That's what changes the heart. When I see what our veterans have done, when I go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I see perfect obedience there, and there's only excuses
Absolutely.
To become more
yeah.
perfect. If America, if the price is hidden from them to know what it cost, which is why our founders wanted public schools, which is why our founders wanted to teach the Constitution, which is why Noah Webster gave us the dictionary to train our posterity and our next generation, we're going to be left with emptiness. Our policy is going to turn bad because our moral character has turned bad. So we've got to perpetuate that, and the way to do that is to walk, as you said before, by example, and show the price. You don't keep the law because, whoa, I might go to jail if I break it. You keep the law because men die to uphold the law.
And you
to
love your country.
Liberty.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. Really what it is, as I was talking about the spectators, can you imagine going to a sports arena? You have all these people in the thousands sitting there looking at a field, but it's an empty field. See, what God's doing right now, friends, is he's setting the stage with his players. That's what he's doing right now throughout the country. And you're going to begin to see who the real is from the false. Because as the Lord brings the sword, he didn't come to bring peace, the Bible says. He brought the sword and he brought division. What did he bring division for? He always separated to show the people who his kids are and who his kids are not. And you always know his kids by the persecution that they endure.
Yep.
Okay, but you see the false, you see the sheeps, and you see the goats. You see the goats always try to go with the least amount of resistance.
Path of least resistance.
They don't want to offend. They don't want to. No, folks, this is where you're missing the spirit of Christ. You got to get in the fight, or else it's just going to be surreal, and then you're going to try to separate God from secular. And that's not America at all. I'm going to come back right after this break. And I'm going to talk about, again, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States. Isn't it interesting also, united here is minor, not major,
yep.
on the Declaration of Independence.
It was states united. They actually used to say that, these states united.
That's right.
The United States.
That's right. And when we use a capital, that only simply means it's federalized.
Yep, it's
correct.
Corporation.
And so that's incorrect. Let's get that straight. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, if you want to call in, line up 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
It's interesting how, again, the Bible declares unto us, which is always right, in the beginning and in the end and in the middle, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. We have to understand spiritual things to understand natural lessons. Christ always gave us natural lessons. Okay? So in saying that, let me give you a quote from James Madison, the father of our Constitution, and then I'm going to kick this off. And then I'm going to exemplify from our founding forefathers to bring together what Gary just asked. I'll do my best. James Madison, again, said, "The temporary deviations from fundamental principles are always more or less dangerous. When the first pretext fails, those who become interested in prolonging evil will rarely be at loss for other pretexts. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government." Yep. You got to keep them together. July 14, 1776, in Congress, they stated in paper, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, listen carefully, because this does away with a lot of those TV pundits that are talking about it, but not teaching you to do anything about it, to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature," here we go, Gary, "the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them." Who gave you your rights? God did. Who gives you privileges? The state does. "A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, we the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's we the people as a republic under God. That whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, hello, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed, listen folks, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, don't complain about what you tolerate. And why do you tolerate the suffrage? That's what they're saying. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such have been the patient sufferance of the colonies in these colonies. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, said our forefathers, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended and their operation till his assent should be obtained. He always has to have the upper hand. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of larger districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the rights of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formable to tyrants only, so it would work for them, so they would hold the power. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, like on Christmas America. Sound familiar? Like on the weekend America, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, Patriot people. Kind of weird, yeah? He has called legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them, wearing them out into compliance with his measures. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. Don't ask, don't tell. We're not going anywhere until it passes, said the un-American leftist wax. We're not going anywhere. What did our forefathers tell us, folks, when they do these things? Get rid of them. That's what they said. Deal with them. Why do you allow the abuses and usurpations of what millions of men have died to uphold? Shame upon you, America, to allow such violations. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. I said the rights of the people. Who is acting the tyrant? Who is rebellious America? Those that overthrow your rights, those that overthrow your laws are the rebels. And when they do such a thing, you don't sit back and let them call you every name under the book. Radical, racial, Nazis. Racist, hate mongers, bigots. Who does that really fall to? I'm reading the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers are telling you why they threw off a tyrant. I guarantee you this king, tyrant George, did everything under the sun to the degree that these people in government are doing and committing the atrocities against you, the American people, today.
He'd be proud of them.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. He didn't want you to have freedom. They don't want you to have freedom. They want to call the shots. That's called dictatorship. That's called despotism. The state remained in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. By the way, they were contrived by this government. Ask any of the dictators, man. They would create the problem and then they'd bring in the answer. America, when the government has the answer to all the problems, and you want them to answer the problems, that's your first problem. But second of all, if they're waiting for you to come to them so they can give you the resolution to the problems, keep in mind, when they're ready for it, they're probably the ones that contrived it. Oh, that's just way out there. Folks, how American are you? You should know this. King George has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice. That is so key. That is so key right there. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Who was the one that was subjecting himself to the laws of the land? The king. When you're talking about all the amendments being crossed and thrown at the Senate and our Congress and so on and so forth, the House and the Senate, who is contriving these? Why do they need new laws and new amendments and new policies? Folks, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to corruption's 10,000 commandments. And it's called policy. I'll say it again. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. It says in 9:16, the book of Psalms, God is known by the justice that he executes. Because in Isaiah 26, it talks about that's how you establish righteousness, through judgments and the enforcement of the laws of the land. Don't enforce the laws. That's what King George didn't do. You're seeing this today. Justice left undone. In America, you're becoming the prey to the criminals because the government is not magnifying their purpose. Namely, the kids. Abortion, sexual molestation, pedophilia, homosexuality, lesbianism. I can go down the line. They're promoting the crimes, America. And while they promote the crime, keep in mind it's because they themselves are not again subject to the God of heaven. That's why we continuously reiterate who we are under this Mosaic institution. In America, as a republic. I would like for some of you folks to call in that have questions or even exclamations. Drop the hammer. I'll give you the number, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is about tearing down and reestablishing who we are as a people. And as I started off the show earlier, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? Tea partiers, the preacher should be leading the way. And I understand it's hard to find them preachers. But it was the preachers of the day that led the way. I should wrap that out a little
bit. I like
bit.
That.
It's the preachers of the day who led the way.
Yeah.
And whoa. Folks, you got to know I'm kidding. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, 1-866-233-0747. Jump in the ring, 1-866-233-0747.
The The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Denny Walsh from Walsh Partners Incorporated, located in Crystal. Walsh Partners have been providing a service to those people who are interested in purchasing or leasing commercial real estate. They focus entirely on you and your special commercial real estate needs. So whether you're looking for a hot new location to build a new office or just looking for a simple warehouse space to lease, Walsh Partners will help you find the right location with the right price. When we sat down with Denny, the owner of Walsh Partners, he had explained to us how really important it is in the negotiations of commercial real estate. Services included with these negotiations are going to be like strategic planning and coordination of relocation. It's no wonder that their knowledge and thoroughness will get you where you need to go. So give Walsh Partners a call today at 763-746-9400. That number again is 763-746-9400. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You're tired of the smoke? We'll bring the fire. I can hear a guy sitting next to his wife right now saying, oh, what a hard day.
Tough guy.
Yeah, what a hard day.
I'm going to say that to you.
Yeah, what a hard day.
Hey, honey, you're tired of the smoke.
Hey, why don't you move over there, dude, huh? Why don't you give us a call, he, huh?
Turn the Super Bowl. 1-866-233-0747.
1-866-233-0747. Talking about what took place in Congress, as Hamilton rightly put it, July 4th, 1776. Last thing I talked about is how he has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. In other words, don't enforce the law anymore.
So then what good is the law? We've got this beautiful document. It's the Constitution.
Awesome.
But if we don't enforce it, it just becomes this play on words. It's like when people say, well, I'm a Christian, or, hey, this is constitutional. What does that mean, sir?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that means?
You know what's interesting about the word words?
Messengers. Carriers.
They are. They're carriers.
Yep.
That's exactly
they
right.
Deliver.
Isn't it interesting, in the political realm, words cause wars and words end wars. Folks, you've heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's so untrue. And if I can turn that just a little bit so I can get what I'm saying, so I'm not too King James-ish. King James-ish. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And if I want to try to turn that a little bit, I want to give you the other side of that. And the best way to do that is to remember my thought. And you know what, folks? I just forgot my thought. You know what it is? It's too much coffee or something. I don't know what it is, you know?
Jumping. You know what I was thinking?
Words are carriers. They really are carriers.
They cause wars, they end wars.
Yes.
But really, only action fights wars.
I know what I was going to say. Thank you, Lord. You know what it is? It's this. God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for.
That's right.
It matters who wants it the most. Just like John Quincy Adams said, this is the other side of it. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But it comes through words. Who wants the victory more? Well, don't just talk about it. Bring faith
That's
about
right.
with your works.
Because only actions
and your
fight.
Words.
That's right. Words can't fight. Actions fight.
What was George Washington's motto? Deeds, not words. Maybe we should cut down on the words and just give an example.
Yep.
Sure everything that we do. Let's take this phone call. We got Brian from Minnesota again. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Go for it, bro.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
You put a lot of work into expounding what you're doing. It's not just your call screener talking me into coming on to that. I didn't want to say this, but you are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in, which will have worldwide implications, or not to the good.
Amen.
I'm not kidding. Keep it up.
Thank you, Brian.
You're really commendable.
I appreciate it. I really do. I mean, I'm humbled a little bit, but I just sitting here listening to what you say, I really am, and I just want to give...
Well, I've read a whole lot of stuff, too. I'm 59 years old. My hero is William F. Buckley. Always was, always will be. His brother, his older brother, is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And John Derbyshire at National Review had dinner with James Buckley, former senator of New York State. And he asked him about, you know, Buckley's brother, about what he thought of what was going on. And Buckley's brother's summation was, this is going to take divine intervention.
It is.
It's going to take divine intervention to fix this.
That's how it started, Brian.
Amen. Brian, I'm going to give you back to Heather.
That's fine.
Appreciate your phone call. Folks, if I can give praise where praise is due, far be it for me to be backwards where praise is due. Folks, it's the Holy Ghost. For those that have been unchurched, you're not to find your faith in Bradley's wisdom or in man's wisdom. You're to find it in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I got an email a couple weeks ago, and it was... To be quite honest, you know, I'm a fighter, I am, but I'm also a lamb, because that's the heart of my father, that's the heart of my Lord, that's the heart of my captain. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, yes he is, but he's also a shepherd. And in saying all that, people need to understand, because Brian just exemplified exactly my ministry. You're saying everything that's in my heart. Well, I don't know that. You're saying you're expounding everything that needs to be expounded. That's why I continuously go down these little rabbit trails all the time, because the Holy Ghost knows who needs to be fed, and that's what it's about. Praise is to my Father that raised up this ministry. I'm not as stupid as some men are to take it upon themselves. I didn't die on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ did. That uniform and that praise and that honor belongs to Him. And, Brian, I know your intent. I know what you meant. I totally appreciate it. But I got to say this on the other hand. It's about you, America. This radio program is about you. We are not on this radio program because it's a fun thing to do or it's a good idea. It's something that needs to get done. It reminds me of what Ford said back in the early 1900s. He said, give me the man that doesn't know that it can't be done, and he'll be the man to get it done. I think that's what it is. We don't know that we can't do it because God said it. And therefore, if God said it, I believe it, and I'm going to leave the results up to him, and he always wins the day in Jesus' name. John Bunyan said this, the author of The Pilgrim's Progress. He said, when he got done preaching one time, a man came up to him and told him how awesome he really was. John Bunyan looked at him and said, the devil already told me that, thank you. Never take praise upon yourself, especially to what belongs to our Lord. Don't touch his gold and don't touch his glory. That's a lesson that every man of God and every American should learn. Hey, it's like this. Americans, for those that truly live for what the veterans died for, when you meet a veteran that fought, bled, and some have died, but I'm talking about a man that remains. He's seen it all. He has the testimonies of war. He fought for me and you. You don't walk up to him and ask him for his uniform, do you? No way. See, it's raining in here right now again, and it's the Holy Ghost again. I don't take off the jacket of the veteran that fought for me. No, that honor and that uniform belongs to him. I just put my hand in his hand and tell him, thank you so much. And the way that I honor them, America, is live for what they fought for in the natural. That's why I'm always praising the name of the Lord God in Jesus' name, because he is who he says he is. He's alive forevermore. And let me tell the heathen this. He's not on that cross anymore. And don't forget it.
I think, too, whenever you thank a veteran, what they do is they generally say, I'm not the hero. What do they point back to? That sacrifice and that blood.
Yes.
So even a man who has fought knows where the virtue truly lies. It lies in that blood that's already been shed on that field. He looks to the one who sacrificed all for him, including himself. They never take it on. They can't.
Dick Winters was asked by his grandson, Grandpa, were you a hero in the war?
Mm-hmm. It'll break you every time.
Oh, it does. Grandpa, were you a hero in the war? And Dick Winters from 101st Airborne Band of Brothers looked over at the camera and he said to his grandson, he said, no, I wasn't a hero, but I served in a company of heroes. And folks, let me tell you this behind the scenes just so I can tell you about my company of heroes. Every single week that I'm on this radio show, I have street teams out there in the hot, the cold, it doesn't matter. They're out there 6 days a week raising funds so we can get back on the radio. I have several people in the office on a voluntary basis, literally crying, praying, working their hind ends off, calling people to get to the next state of strength from strength to glory, because we want to make sure that our liberties are upheld. But I got to say this as to what Brian just said. You know what? I'm not the hero, but I serve with a company of them. And by the way, I'm not stupid, because on this team in the Sons of Liberty, the only quarterback on this team that gets praise, his name is Jesus Christ. It's not Bradley, it's not Jake, it's not Heather, it's not Carrie, it's not them. But if I was to give praises unto men, and due praise is due here, because Brian brought it up, it's my team. I have the best ministry team in this country, hands down. Just ask hundreds and thousands and millions of people across this country how it is that you came to the Lord, how it is that you came to the truth. I guarantee you it's through this team in one sense of the word. And if it's been one of my brothers from another mother, so be it. We'll work it that way, too, because without my brothers out there, we could never win the day. But you know what? God commands the blessing in unity. When we come back after this break, we're going to get back to the July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the United States.